trying to ensure next year's crop. Welcome, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture.
We've got damage reports actually all the way from the southern part of Michigan on down into extreme South Georgia, and all the way from western parts of Missouri to the Atlantic Ocean. And I saw a report out of Idaho where they'd gotten hurt real bad.
University of Tennessee small fruit specialist Dr. David Lockwood says this month's killing frost is still being evaluated across the state and country among fruit and nut growers, but there's no doubt that practically all the fruit crops, with exception to strawberries, there won't be much, if any, crop at all this year.
It's still a little premature to see if it's 100% on most of these fruits, but it's going to be close. And the concern that we have now is, was there some damage to the woody tissues on the plants? Will there be some dieback? If so, then we're apt to see some negative impact on next year's fruiting potential as well.
Lockwood says the next couple of months are crucial as these plants go into the summer months with hopefully adequate moisture. Otherwise, that could have a big impact on next year's crop.
We need to really look and notice what happens. Keep in mind that even though we don't have a crop, we need to take care of these trees and vines because we'll form fruit buds for next year's crop as well. And if we fall down on the job this summer, then we could sacrifice next year's crop, and we surely don't want to do that.
Lockwood says from researching records and talking with growers, this kind of scenario where there was that very early warm-up and then an extremely hard freeze late hasn't happened since 1955. He adds that hopefully it'll be that long before this happens again. That's our report. Have a safe weekend. Join us Monday on the TRN.